Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
We welcome you to our segment, our Riyadu Salihin segment, and we move to our chapter. Remember what chapter we are busy with? The chapter of Hadith, where Babu Ta'zimi Hurumati al-Muslimin wa Bayani Huquqihim, the chapter on honoring the sanctity of Muslims, an exposition of their rights, and having compassion and mercy for them. The first verse which Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi has placed is, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يعظم حرمات الله. Whoever respects that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made sacred, فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ, then this will be best for him عند ربه with his sustainer. Surah Al-Hajj, verse 30. Coming to Surah Al-Hajj, verse 32. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever respects the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is because of the piety of the hearts. That is Surah Al-Hajj, verse 32. The symbols of Allah, what is this referred to? It refers to the religion, the deen of Islam, the compulsory duties of Hajj, and the holy places where the Hajj rites are carried out. Honoring the sacrificial animals includes choosing ones that are healthy and high-priced. So while this is placed in Surah Al-Hajj, and special emphasis is on those avenues, the symbols of Hajj, the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in general, that needs to be honored, respected. Coming to the third verse, وَخْفِذْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, and lower your wings for the believers. So remember the first chapter, or the first part of the chapter, بَابُ تَعْذِيمِ حُرُمَاتِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. It is the chapter on honoring the sanctity of Muslims. So yeah, وَخْفِذْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This would fall under وَبَيَانِ حُقُوقِهِمْ, compassion, mercy for the mu'mineen. وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and lower your wings. Lower your wings for the believers. Surah Al-Hijr, verse 88. Then, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 32. Whoever kills another for a reason other than in retaliation for another soul or spreading corruption on earth, then it is as if he has killed all of mankind. And whoever preserves a life, then it is as if he has preserved the lives of all of mankind. Hadith 222. وعن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان. Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a believer is like a building to another believer. A believer is like a building to another believer. يَشُدُّ بَعْدُهُ بَعْضًا. In what sense? In what context? In strengthening one another, with one portion of it strengthening the other. A believer is like a building to another believer, with one portion of it strengthening the other. وَشَبَّكَ بَيْنَ أَصَابِعِهِ. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demonstrated this by interlocking his fingers of one hand with those of the other hand. This was our teacher, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, a believer to another believer is one who will strengthen him. It's one who will imbibe within him that which that believer needs to move forward to our destination. The true destination is Jannah. And that is achieved, or it's not achieved even. That is just the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Achieved would mean that we were entitled to that place, that abode. But rather, since when are we ever deserving of Allah's mercy? But it is because Allah is most merciful that we plead, we supplicate to Allah. We ask Allah that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those whom He is pleased with. So this is what we are. We are building. When you play blocks with your children, you get that game with the blocks. And it's about a number of blocks. For example, 50 blocks. So the challenge is you need to make that building as solid as possible and as high as possible. And then How do we test the strength of that building? How long does it take for that building to collapse? So you're pulling out one by one, one block, one block, one block, until the entire building collapses. So you take the opposite meaning when you are slowly, slowly weakening your Muslim brother one by one, pulling out the blocks. Slowly that entire building is going to collapse. Whereas we're supposed to be, al-mu'minu lil-mu'mini kal-bunyan. We are like a mu'min to another mu'min is like a building. Yashuddu ba'du ba'da. In terms of strength, one portion strengthens the other portion. So this is how a believer is. So one may say then, okay, so why is all the commotion going on? That Muslims are not honoring Muslims in certain instances. There are certain groups which are speaking against other groups. Well, you have to understand everything in its context. See, one is a person does wrong. We are all sinners. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. Every son of Adam alayhi salam is a sinner. And the best of sinners are those who make tawbah, those who repent. And under this meaning here, you will say that there is an exclusion. The prophets, Anbiya alayhimu salam, are not sinners. They are masoom. They are innocent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them that status. But apart from that, a person commits a sin and he's not harming the ummah. You'd say that person is harming himself. Such a person, you're not going to now go out in the open and say that this person, he's drinking alcohol, he's like this, he's like that. No, then you do not expose that. You hold it back. But when this harm, it contaminates the beliefs of mu'mineen, it contaminates the aqaid, it contaminates, it interferes with the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then now a different approach will be utilized. He's a threat to the ummah. You will say, wolves in sheep's skin. So now you want to protect the belief of the ummah. Are you just going to keep silent? There's a difference then. A different approach will be utilized then. So to understand, to put everything into context, I'm a Muslim brother, you're a Muslim brother. Together, we're going to work on building this Islam. But as soon as this person, remember in the time of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, till today we take his name, Abdullah bin Sabah, a pakka 100% munafiq, hypocrite, and he worked, strived to break the ummah. So he was wearing the clothing of mu'mineen. He was attempting to win the masses to destroy Islam. So what would you say? Leave him in the dark? Don't expose his sins? No, now that threat is different now. You cannot. You have to now tell the masses, look at this person, what he's doing. So that they don't fall for his ploys and his plots. So in short, we as believers, we strive to build one another. We are building blocks. Each block, each mu'min is important. And the fall of a mu'min is a great fall. Therefore, we should strive to put that mu'min back up. But when the respect and when there is now, remember, وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ, to respect the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is stressed. When the opposite takes place, especially this is a exceptional quality of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, where they put everything into context. Allah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Anbiya alayhi salam, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and like this. So a person is degrading the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are you going to say, no, do not pray? He's a mu'min. Degrading, looking down on one law of Allah, even just one law, changing, manipulating, contaminating, interpolating. What you're going to say then? You're going to say this now becomes a non-tolerable circumstance. You want to deal with this differently now. Person goes out, more clear example to make us understand. A person goes out, he's burning the Quran. The person who goes and protects that Quran, you're going to say that is a hero. He did whatever he did. In the interim, even he burned, you know, that is an honorable death for you, for a mu'min. You'll consider him a hero, man. Likewise is that person who goes and protects every command that is mentioned in the Quran and the Hadith. He goes to all measures, extends to protect. So it's not the physical protection, but his striving, his efforts are based on that. That is his intention. He stays within the confines of the Sharia and he follows that. But he can't tolerate, even if his name is Mu'min, even if his dress is the dress of Mu'min, but now this you have overstep the limits now. So it's vital, important to put everything in its place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me, all of us, the understanding, the faqh fi deen, to grant us that inner understanding, the true understanding of deen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.